This is part one of two of a series. Hello, everybody, and MGTOW men. I got a prediction to make. In 2020 will be the year of the homeless women and women living out of their cars. This is the first year it'll start a large mushrooming of this occurring. Now, how would I know this? Well, I will tell you how. I worked for a bank last year in the credit card division. 90% of the calls I was receiving was from women who couldn't pay their debts. Very few men were calling in for the same issue. Now, to make it worse, I had contacts with Chase and Citibank, and the employees were telling me very similar numbers. The women were the ones in trouble. And I was really shocked that that was occurring. It started to snowball in October of 2018, of last year. It really started picking up. Now, the other factor is the college debt. Women owe $400 billion more in college debt than men. They own two-thirds of the college debt, to be exact. Between the years of 2008 and 2016, men's college debt was only $18,000, where women's college debt was $21,000. I wonder what these women were spending on. Would you like to know? I can tell you. Many were spending on rent, makeup, instead of working and keeping their debt down. This is the reason women's college debt is higher than men's on average per person. Now, a lot of you are going to say, well, it's because men make more than women. Well, that's actually not true. You see, for the same positions, women are actually paid more than men because the corporations are afraid of the false sexual harassment charges and the false discrimination charges against them, in which we know mostly false. And I can tell you from direct experience from my last corporate position there. My last job was three-quarters women in the building. You wouldn't believe the number of women calling in sick for days and weeks at a time. I remember I had one night where I saw three women throw up one row over from me within an hour and a half. That's what's going on. Women simply can't hack it. As a result of that, they're calling in sick all the time, and yet they're getting the same pay as these men for the same jobs. To make it worse, not only were these women calling in and nothing has happened to them, when I had one day when I drove to work where a huge tractor trailer blocked the entire highway, I was an hour late to work. First time ever, never missed a day of work in my life. Guess what happened to the situation? The firing squad was coming after me like I just committed a mortal sin. See, here are the ugly facts. White guys get high penalties for much less crimes. That's a fact. We get attacked all the time. This is why this company is three-quarters women and only a quarter men, because the men are viciously attacked for doing the slightest things wrong, while women can do whatever they want and nothing happens to them. Many companies are finally starting to see the light of the situation, that women are nowhere as productive, reliable as men are in the workplace. And it's just an unfortunate fact. I wish it actually weren't true, because I would love to have a fair level competition. I have no problem with it. But that's what's going on. As a result of the fake sexual harassment charges and the fake discrimination charges against men and these corporations, companies are about to take a big turn. They have already stopped hiring women in a lot of these large companies, and they're going to start getting rid of women as the economy starts going down the tubes in 2020. Now, there are exceptions to this rule. Example, the CEO of Yahoo and the CEO of YouTube are women. The CEO of Yahoo hates men with a passion. She fired almost all the men at the company when she took over. The result was the company lost half its revenue in a year. At YouTube, the CEO there, her hatred toward men is so bad, she's trying so hard to increase women's percentage in the corporation because she doesn't want the men there. Just an ugly truth. That's why men are attacked on YouTube all the time with their videos. And what's worse is YouTube is generally just a giant server farm. So guess who has the skills to handle that? Men. But she continues to fight reality, not realizing the qualifications and requirements for her company involve the skills of men and not women. These are examples of what's been going on for quite a while. Now, the CEO of YouTube, of Yahoo, is being sued for the situation, but it still is not going to matter. These men are out of work because of this mentally ill female. So, ladies, if you're looking to make sure you don't become unemployed and homeless, look for a company with a female CEO because of their bias towards you. Just to let you know in the future. Now, here are some other very disturbing numbers you should know about. In 2016, 30% of white women, 57% of black women, and 42% of Latino women could not pay their rent at least once that year. At least. What do you think they were buying? Well, I'll tell you what they were probably buying. Very fancy cars they couldn't afford. Which explains the 7 million people who are 90 days plus late on their car debts right now. And you can bet the majority of them are women just from the other debts that they're holding right now. Now, women do have one more minor light in the tunnel. The human resources departments are mainly stacked with women, especially the head of these women. Easily 3/4 of the women at these human resource departments have a hatred toward men. They will hire a woman with less qualifications over a man unless he has way better qualifications because of their hatred toward them. I'm just telling you from experience. I actually experienced many times where I saw hall mirrors and overheard and saw the behavior of many of these HR women. The hatred level of men is incredible. But the bottom line is costs. Like I told you about Yahoo losing half their revenue. Men are just way more reliable and way more productive than women are. These HR departments are going to be removed from a lot of these corporations because of this bias and this SJW tactics they're running against the men that they're keeping from being hired at many of these positions. Another big issue is medical. Women are sucking the medical benefits of these companies dry. They're destroying the profits. It's becoming devastating because of their health. They just can't handle it, and they're just using up the medical business and cutting the bottom line away from the company. Also, HR departments are very costly, so they're going to be removed from a lot of these companies also. It's just cheaper to rent out or set up an automated system for them. Another disturbing trend I'm noticing is the women at my last job especially were severely overweight. About 20% of them had diabetes. Many of them were calling in sick because they simply wouldn't take care of themselves, exercise, and eat correctly. As a result, men had to take the load on at these companies. You can bet that's draining the medical benefits from these companies by large amounts. Your mangina, your simp, is not going to come save you, ladies. Only person to save you is yourself. Men realize the bias and unfair treatment they get in divorce court and family court, and they don't even want to live with you anymore because of the false domestic battery violations that you constantly put on men that are totally not true because you can't get your way. The bottom line, ladies, you're going to be replaced with sex dolls. I'm currently setting up my Nevada corporation and trying to get proper delivery charges and negotiations with a China company to build these sex dolls. We all got to do our part here to replace these women before they put us all in purgatory. Why should we deal with a bunch of land whales who think they are hot as can be when I wouldn't touch them with a 10-foot pole or go near them? Sex bots never age, and they don't get overweight, and they don't make false accusations like domestic violence that you didn't do or get you fired at a job for looking in their direction. A commenter on one of my videos named Tom Gatt made a very interesting insight. A man with a sex doll needs a woman like a fish needs a bicycle. Don't you agree, guys? Yeah, women commenters have made some very disturbing accusations, calling me either gay or hitting women or having a bitter-ish problem. Don't have any of those problems. In fact, the problem is women have become too high maintenance and they're putting men in jail for doing nothing wrong with false accusations. Unfortunately, the maintenance has gotten way too high for what they're worth. Don't you agree? Isn't your time a lot more valuable than that, men? And this does not include the psychological problems. You can see it in their eyes. It's very disturbing to look at many of these women. Well, have a good day, gentlemen. I'll bring it with a much better video next time. Part 2 is also loaded at the same time to let you know why women are going to be homeless in 2020. Bye.